You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Really kind of you.
I thought Tony had dropped it off on Friday and he thought I'd done it.
I'm sure Josh won't mind that it's late.
Well, it's only cash.
Even better.
What about the party? How did that go?
Oh, a big success as far as we can tell. And they all behaved themselves. Rickyard's still in one piece, according to David.
It looks all right to me.
I'm on my way down there now to pick me roses.
Oh, yes, for this afternoon's show.
Yeah, I've got to crack on with my arrangement.
Oh, so which roses are these?
The yellow ones. You can't see them from the yard.
Oh, you heard what happened to Linda's roses?
Oh, yeah.
Her llama's in the doghouse.
A bit like Alan, then.
Really?
He only went and picked Usha's roses for a wedding anniversary gift.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't best pleased, I can tell you.
And Jennifer's withdrawn her entry now.
Really?
Yeah, so the opposition's falling by the wayside.
Sounds like it.
This could be your year for glory.
Oh! Oh, no. Pat, I don't believe it.
What?
Me roses. Oh, just look at that. They're ruined. They've been completely flattened.
Oh!
And look, tire marks. Someone's driven right over them.
Yes.
Josh's party.
You think so?
Yeah, it must have been. He had a carload of his mates racing about. Josh!
In my room. In my bed. Feeling lazy. Yeah, having a lie-in. Henry's downstairs with Mum.
I wish I could come and keep you company.
Hey, now there's a thought.
Come on, you tease. I'll just have to try and picture you.
So, how long have you got?
Now, I'm supposed to be working.
Oh!
Did you just call to torment me or what?
Well, no. Actually, I've lost an earring.
Yeah.
I was wearing them when I came up the other night. One of my silver dangly ones.
Okay, not one of the ones you're entering into the flower and produce show.
No, luckily not. It's probably in your bathroom or under the bed or somewhere.
Okay, I'll look out for it.
Thanks.
So, anything else I can help you with?
Not right now, sadly.
Okay.
So, when am I going to see you?
Ah, well, it might be sooner than you think.
Oh, Linda!
Good morning, Cathy. Come for a swim?
Yes, and I've got
Well, the
some...
pool's nice and empty. I've just popped down to see how things are.
Oh, now Marietta's finally gone.
Yes. Our guest from the Royal Garden Suite, Mrs. Shen, may be joining you.
Right.
Katerina just called to say she's on her way down for a swim.
I hear she's had you all running round after her.
Oh, don't. Have you heard the latest? She complained that her room wasn't being cleaned, and you know why? Because she's had a do not disturb sign on her door for most of the weekend, so the chambermaid couldn't get in.
Oh, not very helpful.
Anyway, I am determined to get away in time for the flower and produce show, so perhaps I'll see you there.
Yeah, and I meant to tell you, I've just spoken to Lee.
Oh?
And guess what? They finally appointed a new general manager for the golf club.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. If it means I won't have Martin Gibson on my case anymore.
Linda?
Oh,
Linda?
Mrs. Shen, hello.
I've come for my swim. Is everything ready?
Yes. You know where the ladies' changing rooms are?
I'll show you. I'm going in now.
Excuse me, who are you?
Oh, I'm Cathy.
This is Cathy, Cathy Perks from the golf club.
I've come for a swim too.
Well, I'm sorry, but the pool is now closed.
Oh, what do you mean, closed?
I told Mr. Franklin that I must have complete privacy when I swim, so I need the pool to myself.
And he said yes?
Of course.
But, I mean, what about our other members? What about Cathy?
Did you not hear what I said? Good. So I'll go straight there now. Ensure I'm not disturbed, Linda.
I was so mad, of course.
Yeah.
But Josh, he was mortified.
Oh.
He even offered to buy me a new rose from his hen money.
Oh.
I wonder if there'll be any entries at all in the traditional rose class.
So we'll find out soon enough. Oh, and the other reason I can't be too cross with Josh is that he and Ben have booked us into the Mexican night at Grey Gables for David's birthday. They've each put some money towards the tickets.
That's very thoughtful of them.
Oh, the hall's open now. The judging must have finished.
Right, well, I'm going to find Helen. I'm hoping she'll be in for a nice little surprise.
Oh, here we are. See, Henry?
Oh, well.
Haven't you...
Hello?
Mummy?
Any luck?
With the earrings? No.
Oh.
Nothing. Not even a highly commended.
Oh, well. It was definitely worth a shot. But I know something that'll cheer you up.
What?
Come over here. Come on, this way, on the next table.
Now, Mum, if it's a rude-looking vegetable...
No. Not even close. Much better than that. Here. See?
The Rainbow Craft class?
Yes. And look. See what's won first prize?
Oh, my. Mum, is that my...
Yes, it's your necklace.
But how...
It was just so gorgeous, and I knew you'd never enter it, so I thought...
Henry. Hey there, dude.
Oh, hi.
Rob. Hello.
Trying to run away, hey, little fella?
Henry, come on, or it's back in your buggy.
I'd have thought you'd be busy. With all those cows arriving?
Yeah, I am allowed out occasionally. So, won any prizes?
Well, yes, actually...
See the necklace?
Hey, yes, nice.
It's the one Helen made for me.
Ah.
And Mum entered it for the show, without telling me.
Hey, and first prize, eh? Wow.
Thanks.
Well deserved, I think.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Mum.
Oh, yes, definitely. No contest. It's a lovely piece. So beautifully made.
Rob.
Congratulations.
The village hall's open. Are you on your way?
Oh, I was hoping to get away half an hour ago, but Ray, of course, has disappeared again.
Again?
Yes, he keeps doing it. Goes completely AWOL, doesn't pick up his phone, and is usually just at our busiest times.
Linda!
Oh, I'll have to go. See you soon, Kathy.
Bye.
Why is there nobody at reception?
Caterina's there, if you ring the bell.
I've no time to wait. I've left my towels and swimsuit down by the pool. I need them to be picked up and laundered.
Your swimsuit?
As soon as you can, then have them sent to my room. You understand?
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Shen. That's not a service we offer.
Excuse me?
And sadly, I don't have the authority to make exceptions. But you could always try asking our manager.
Linda!
If you can find him. Good afternoon.
Linda! Ugh.
Yes, you can have an ice cream soon, Henry.
I think I might join him.
Mum?
Oh, there's Kathy. I'll just go and say hello.
Okay,
so, how do you plan on spending your prize money? A whole pound, isn't it?
Rob, it's not really funny.
Certainly livened up my afternoon.
Oh, has it?
Well, that and seeing you, of course.
It's lovely to see you too. How long have you got?
Okay, well,
don't answer that. Anyway, I suppose we can't hang around all afternoon together. People might start getting ideas.
Yeah, and that would never do, would it?
No.
So, ice cream?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great...
Hi, Linda.
Oh.
So you managed to get away from your car?
Oh, no.
What's up?
Linda, do you see the necklace she's wearing? It's the rainbow one, the exact same one that I bought for Mum.
No.
Yes, it is. I ought to know. She must have bought it at the same place.
So?
So, what if Mum sees it? She'll know. She'll know I've been lying to her, and then what?
Hey.
What if Linda sees mine?
Shh, it's okay. Relax. We can handle this.
Seems to have been nothing but disasters all round with the roses.
Oh, but have you seen the entry that won Phil's rose bowl?
It is rather beautiful.
Rosa Gallica, if I'm not mistaken.
Ruth, hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Glad to see you got away from the calves.
Yeah.
You know Linda, don't you?
Good afternoon.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, there's a new rainbow class this year I still haven't seen.
Oh, Linda, I passed those llamas of yours on the way down. Lovely looking beasts.
Thank you, Rob.
And you spin the wool yourself?
Well, yes, I entered a llama wool tea cosy this year.
Really? I'd like to see that.
Oh, well, come over here and I'll show you.
I forwarded all the applications to Martin, and he's not even bothered getting back to me.
Typical. Not just a tin pot tyrant. Useless manager, too.
There's Bunny, look.
Bunny!
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Anyway, Linda's having a hard time, too, at Grey Gables. I thought I'd go and offer her some moral support.
OK, I'll come along with you.
Oh, yeah, Mum. Wait. Henry wants you to show him the longest bean.
Does he?
He's getting a bit bored.
OK. Come on, then, young man.
Highly commended. Well done.
Thank you, Rob. But I didn't realise you were such a llama person.
Well, it's one specialism I know very little about.
Oh.
But they've always struck me as fascinating beasts.
Oh, yes. You know, I almost think I've seen enough here. I've had a stressful morning and it's all reminding me of my sad mishap with my peace roses.
Oh.
But if you've got time to call in at the hall, I could take you down there now and introduce you to Constanza and Salieri.
Oh, why don't we all find Linda and have some tea? I think they're serving them outside this year.
Yes, why not? And Henry'd like to see the band, wouldn't you?
I like music.
Mum?
What?
We've not seen the beetroot yet.
Well, they can wait, I'm thirsty.
No. I really don't think we should.
Hey.
Oh, hello. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, I just came to say I'm on my way.
Oh, going already?
Yes, I'm off down to Ambridge Hall to see Linda's llamas.
Llamas? So Linda's going too?
Yes, she is.
Oh, well, we'll just have to have tea without her.
Yeah, I guess we will.
You coming, love?
You go on. I'll join you in a minute.
I really fancy one of those cupcakes.
So.
Llamas?
Yeah, things I do, eh?
My hero. Thanks so much. You've just about saved my life.
Mm-hmm. So, you'll owe me for that.
Yeah. And I'll make it up to you. I promise.
Poor you. So you didn't get to the show at all?
No, by the time I'd finished at Jack's.
Oh, Fallon cracking the whip.
Well, fair enough, really. Someone goes off sick.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's 8:40, please, Shula.
Right.
I was sorry to miss the show, though.
Yes, there was a good turnout. Some of the workers from the new dairy came along, which was nice. And Rob Titchener was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, being very sociable. Hey, have you heard about Helen's necklace?
Yeah, she told me.
Quite a surprise. I'd no idea she was such a skilled craftswoman.
Oh, that's Helen. She's full of surprises. Do you want a bag for that?
No, thanks. I'll manage. Oh, is that Darryl out there?
Where?
Across the street. Yes, it is. A mustache.
Oh. Shula, hi.
Hello. Can't stop. Bye.
Bye, Shula.
Bye.
So.
Right.
There. One crate of yogurts.
Thanks.
And this is very mean, I know, but do you mind if I leave them to you?
Going somewhere?
Rob's in town on some work business.
Oh.
I'm meeting him at the Blue Boar.
The one up the road?
Yep. I'm buying him lunch. So thank you for rescuing me at the show.
Helen, do you really think this is such a good idea?
It's fine, it's very out of the way. I'll be back in an hour, OK? Bye.
Darryl!
Afternoon.
Oh, you're a fast walker.
Not really.
I was just over in Ambridge Organics. I saw you go by.
Oh, yeah. You got lots of bags then?
Yes. So, where are you off to?
Me? Well, nowhere special, you know.
Have you had any lunch?
Lunch?
Dinner, or breakfast, or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had some tea earlier. Nice cuppa. There's a van somewhere.
Well, tell you what, I was about to go into Jack's for my lunch, so...
Jack's, eh? Nice. Very nice. I don't go in there very much.
So, why not come in now with me? I'll buy you a bacon sandwich.
Bacon sandwich?
Or egg and chips, whatever you feel like.
No, I can't get taken.
Yes, you can. I don't want to eat on my own. Come on.
No, Jess, it's no good talking to the agents. They don't have a clue.
Aha, thank you.
Okay, so what did they say? No, look, Jess... Can you hold on a sec?
Sorry, I didn't see you were...
Yeah, it's a business. Do you mind if I...
No, of course.
Hello? Yes, I'm still here. Look, yeah, can I call you back on this? Yes, I'll speak to them first. Yes, as soon as I can, I promise. Okay, then. And you. Bye.
Problems?
Yeah, that was Jess.
Yes.
Some grief with our landlord. It's all very boring.
And she wants you to sort it out?
She's at work. I usually deal with this side of things.
I see.
Anyway, it can wait. So, lunch.
Rob, look, it was obviously quite important. If you need to deal with it now...
No, really, it doesn't matter. Hey, it's so lovely to see you.
Yes, and you too, but I can tell you're not going to relax until you've sorted this out, are you?
Well, it...
So, why don't I go and leave you to it? And I can always buy you lunch another time.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, no, don't worry, it was just bad... Oh, no, oh my...
What?
In the bar, Alan Franks, the vicar.
Ah.
Quick, before we...
No, it's okay, he's not seen us yet. I'll slip out the back.
Okay.
Look, I'll see you soon. I'll call you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Alan?
Oh, Alan, hello.
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
Yes.
I just popped in for lunch with Ken, the diocesan school's advisor. Our six-monthly meeting.
And I was meant to be meeting Tom,
yeah,
but...
We got stuck in for pudding. I had no idea it was this time already.
Yeah, and I must dash too.
Well, nice seeing you.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'd wondered if we might have seen you around yesterday at the show.
Oh, yeah?
The Ambridge Flower and Produce Show.
I didn't go anywhere yesterday. I was here in town.
Oh, yes, I see. I saw Rosa there.
Rosa?
Yeah, at the show, with some friends. I didn't get a chance to talk to her, but she seemed on good form.
She looking all right, was she?
Yeah. Yeah, she looked very well.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, that's good to know.
Anyway, I didn't win any prizes, but it was a really nice afternoon. So you stayed in town yesterday?
That's right, yeah.
And where did you go last night? To the Elms?
No, I didn't go to the Elms.
So where did you go?
Look, Shula...
Oh, all right, it's not my business, I know. But I've been worrying about you.
I keep telling you, there's no need.
Well, I'm sorry, Daryl, but that doesn't stop me. You're afraid that if you go back to the Elms, there'll be more trouble.
I've still got a black eye from the last time. I don't want another.
No, I can understand that. So is it one person in particular who's got a grudge against you?
It doesn't matter who it is, does it? It makes no difference. I'm just not welcome there. It's not safe.
So you think it's safer sleeping out in doorways?
There's other places I can go. I do all right.
Yeah, I see. Why I'm asking is, well... I do know the staff at the Elms. And if someone's coming in and causing trouble, I'm sure they'd want to know about it.
Do what?
Well, they'd put a stop to it. Make sure it doesn't happen. Look, tell you what. While I'm here, why don't we both go down there now?
Go there?
Yeah. I'll come with you and we can talk to the staff. Val's very approachable. We can tell her what's happened and see if she can do anything.
Right, okay, I get it. So this is what this is all about, is it?
What?
You getting me in here, buying me dinner.
No, Daryl.
Yeah, to try and get me back to that place.
No, it wasn't that at all.
Look, thanks for the sarnie, but let's get one thing straight now, shall we? I'm not going back to the Elms. Never again. Got it?
Hello, that was a short lunch.
Yes.
Rob in a hurry to get back to the cows.
Kirsty, please. Don't make me feel even worse about it.
Oh, sorry. So, tell me what happened.
Oh, nothing really. It just all got complicated.
What do you mean?
Did you get those yogurts in the cooler?
Yeah, that's all been sorted.
Oh, thanks. I'll sort these plums for you.
Well, do you want to talk about it?
You were right. It was probably a mistake to meet him there.
Well, did somebody see you or what?
When I got there, he was on the phone. To home. To Jess.
Oh.
There's some kind of problem with the house.
Problem?
Not sure what exactly, the lease, but It was making poor Rob very stressed.
Hmm.
And he was busy playing it down, pretending it was all fine, but I could tell it was eating away at him.
Really?
Well, it was obviously wasn't going to relax until he dealt with it, so we're just going to meet up another time instead.
OK. Well, that must have been a bit of a letdown for you.
Well, we're both grown-ups, of course. Just, well, bad timing. I mean, apart from anything else, why was she bothering him with problems in the middle of the day? She must have known he'd be working. Was it really so complicated that she couldn't deal with it herself? I imagine she's a perfectly capable woman, professional.
That's not what it's all about, though, is it?
Okay, so you tell me what it is all about.
Well,
he obviously didn't feel he could say no to her. Just wish I knew what was going on with those two.
Helen, they're married, remember?
Yes, I hadn't forgotten that, Kirsty.
Well, no wonder it's complicated.
Well, she's clearly no intention of moving up here to be with him. She must be completely mad if she thinks he's suddenly going to give up his new job and shoot off back to Hampshire.
Well, you're quite sure about that.
Oh, come on. Why? Do you think he's keeping his options open or what?
What do you think?
No. He knows what he wants. She's just clinging on to something that's over.
It's not, though, is it? Over.
Well, if you're going to start splitting hairs...
Helen, I'm on your side here. Honestly. But isn't Rob trying to have his cake and eat it?
No. It's not as simple as that.
Well, it's not simple at all. He may work up here, but he and Jess still have a home together. Whatever else happens, that's bound to mean a whole load of issues and complications. Well, isn't it?
I'm not feeling very supported here, Kirsty.
I'm sorry, but I think you need to face up to it. Oh, Helen, I just don't want to see you getting hurt.
Oh, well done for trying, anyway.
Oh, he's really gone downhill, even since I last saw him.
Did he say where he had been sleeping?
No, but I can imagine.
There's not that many choices, are there?
Well, the thing is, Alan, you said before, he really needs some professional help. If we could even get him to see the GP...
That'd be a good start.
And perhaps the council homeless team. But as long as he's out on the streets like this, wandering around, pretending everything's fine...
Yeah, it makes it very difficult.
Oh, I feel as if it's hopeless trying to organise him into doing anything. I've done my best, but...
Well, I'm back in town tomorrow. I could see if I can track him down.
Oh, we can't all keep chasing around after him. He needs to be in one place where he can be properly looked after. So, I've thought about this long and hard, and I can only see one answer. I'd like to offer him a bed at the stables.
What? Take him into your home?
Yes. Do you think I'm mad?
I think you should be asking Alistair and Daniel that question first, not me.
But you know the situation. You know Daryl.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're mad at all. I mean, it could be just the kind of help he needs.
Yes, I think so. And I think Alistair will understand how I feel.
What about Daniel, though?
Well, he's not going to be around for a few months.
Oh.
He's decided to defer his uni place so he can do a bit of travelling.
It's never going to be easy, though.
No.
You remember when I tried to do the same for that homeless lad, Luke?
Mm.
That never really worked out. I mean, he needed more help than I could give him. And I still wonder what happened to him, even now.
All right. Yes, I'd have to be careful. And yes, it may not work out. But it's got to be worth a try, surely.
Well, it's got to be your choice, Shula. But just bear in mind, once you commit yourself to that kind of support, it might be very hard to back out again.
Thanks, Alan. I know everything you say is perfectly true, but I'm going to talk it through with Alistair all the same.
Sounds like you've already made up your mind.
Well, yes, I'd like to give it a try.
Well, in that case, anything I can do to help, just say the word. And I wish you luck.
Afternoon, Linda. Do you know if Matt's here? I didn't see his car.
Yes, Bran, he just came through.
Ah.
I think he walked down from the golf club.
Ah, yes. Ooh, well, my word.
What?
The woman who's just gone into the bar in the slinky oriental number.
Oh, it's called a Chong Sam.
Is it?
And she is our so-called VIP guest, Mrs. Susie Shen.
So-called?
Rude, arrogant, unreasonable, demanding, stalking about, giving us orders as if she owned the place.
A difficult guest, I take it. Huh. Well, I suppose looks can be deceptive.
Ah, Linda. Linda. Just the person I'm looking for.
OK, well...
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm just...
Ray. Ray Franklin, manager.
Brian Aldridge.
Oh, yes. I think I met your good lady wife recently, Brian.
Yes, well, she mentioned your cocktail evening.
Ah, a splendid occasion, though I say so myself.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Ray. I'll go and find Matt.
Bye, Brian. Now, Linda... I've been running through my checklist for Thursday night.
Yes.
All been ticked off except for one last important thing. Refreshments for the mariachi band.
What kind of refreshments?
Well, we can't expect our brave muchachos to play all night on an empty stomach, can we?
Play all night?
So, be a sweetheart and have a word with Ian.
Are you going out somewhere?
No, just to the bar. I've arranged to have a quick word with with Mrs. Shen.
Does she have another special request?
All in a good cause, Linda. Another star on her Grey Gables review.
Oh, dear.
So, cheers. Welcome back.
You're very good health, Brian.
So, tell me about it. What kept you away so long?
Oh, business.
Well, I knew that much already.
Speaking of which, I've seen quite a few trucks heading up to your new dairy unit.
Well, it's not mine, it's Borsa Jolan's.
Yeah. And what are they calling it now? Barrow Farm?
Yeah, stroke of genius, don't you think?
What, for a bunch of high-tech sheds to talk about window dressing?
Whatever do you mean, Matt? But you're right, no, they're stocking up fast, getting towards the 500 mark.
Oh, right. And this manager of yours?
Rob? Yeah, he's doing a splendid job. He's just struck a great deal over the extra feed we'll have to buy in.
Yeah, so all system go, then.
Yeah, but never mind about all that. Tell me about your Russian adventures.
Ah, well, land of opportunity, Brian. Totally different business climate over there. Nothing to hold you back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, none of that red tape or bureaucracy. It's all about big risks for big rewards.
Oh.
No, I'm telling you, Brian, I came that close to pulling off the deal of my life.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, but in the end, it all got a bit too dicey, even for me.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, though it's not all about money. They know how to have fun, they do.
Yeah, talking of which, look at those two over there in the corner.
Huh?
That's the stand-in manager, Ray Franklin. She's one of the guests. Very cosy. No prizes for guessing what's going on there, eh? There's a couple playing away if ever there was one.
Yeah? Oh, well, I'll take your word on that one, Brian, as a man of the world.
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
Yeah, well, some of the women, Brian. Mm. Now, I got pretty close to one of them, Tatiana.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm not one to play away, but if I was...
Poor you got caught in some wire.
Ooh.
Chap brought her in. I spent the last half hour stitching her up.
Drink?
Oh, I'll have a beer if there's one going. Kind of sums up my day, really.
Oh, bad as that.
Oh, I've known better.
When would you like to eat? An hour or so?
Whenever.
All right. I'm sorry you've had such a difficult day, but, well, I suppose there was never going to be a good time for this.
What?
Darryl. He's still sleeping rough. He's refusing to go anywhere near the Elms. I've done all I can to try and persuade him, but...
Well, I'm very sorry for the guy, of course, but...
I told you I saw him again yesterday, in town.
Well, if he really won't go back, there's not a lot more you can do, is there?
Well, I've been giving it a lot of... Well, actually, it's been keeping me awake.
Something has, I noticed.
Yes. I've talked it all through with Alan, and now I need to talk it through with you.
So,
I'd like to offer Darryl a place to stay.
What?
Or give him a bed for a while.
You can't be serious.
Yes, I am. You haven't seen him recently, darling. He's in such a terrible state. Somebody's got to try and help him.
Yeah, but why us?
Well, because
I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound heartless, but I really don't think it's a good idea, Shula.
Oh, I do realise it's a lot to ask.
Yes, and not just of me. I mean, what about Daniel?
Well, hopefully he'll be gone by the time Daniel...
Hopefully? How can you be sure? Once he's here...
Well, that's a risk I'm prepared...
A risk? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Remember what happened with Ryan?
Oh, come on, Alistair. That was a whole different thing.
I don't see how.
Well, the circumstances weren't the same at all. Ryan was a completely different kind of person from
Yeah, but Darryl. It shows what happens when you try and take responsibility for people who can't or won't be helped.
Well, that's where I think you're wrong. I think Darryl can be helped and desperately needs
it. Yeah, but not by us. I'm sorry, but I do think you're being just a little naive.
Naive? Alistair?
Good intentions aren't enough, Shula.
Alistair?
I'm sorry, I've still got some work to do. I'm going to take this through to the office.
Well, after all that, life must seem a bit dull for you back here.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
How are things at Amside?
Going well, looking up. Now, Lillian's done a fantastic job taking care of things.
Good.
Her and our new PA, Anthea. She's quite fine.
I hear she's a little on the feisty side.
You could say that, yeah. But no. Her and Lillian, they make a great team. Right?
Look. Oh, Mr. Franklin. He's got his hand on her knee now, you see? She's lapping it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, can't they go and find a room somewhere?
Hello!
Good evening. I'm so sorry. May I help you?
I have come to see my husband.
Your husband?
The manager, Ray Franklin. Where is he?
Oh, I...
Oh, come on. I know he's here somewhere.
Yes. Have you tried the office?
Office? Oh, please. That's the last place he...
Ah. Sounds as if he's in the...
Yes. All right. I know the way.
Oh, dear.
The season almost upon us, and Will Grundy's planning to take 2 weeks' paternity leave.
Yes. Oh, same again, please, Robbie. 2 vodka martinis.
So when's it due?
Well, any time now, but it's not as if he's the one who's giving birth, for heaven's sake.
No, well, sign of the times, Brian.
Ray! Well, well, well.
Oh, Harriet, darling.
Don't you darling me. Just what exactly is going on here?
Uh-oh.
His wife, I presume. This should be interesting.
Come on, then. I'm waiting for an answer.
Harriet, I know what you're thinking, but it's...
Oh, please, spare me your pathetic excuses. Well,
if you just let me explain...
You've been smooching here with that woman right under my nose.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, so she just happened to turn up here out of the blue. Oh, hello, Ray, what a nice surprise.
Oh, Harriet, please.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Just how stupid do you think I am?
I wonder if you would mind carrying on this conversation somewhere else.
Yes, good idea, Linda.
So, Linda... Perhaps you can tell me how long that woman's been staying here.
Which woman do you mean, Mrs. Franklin?
Her, Mrs. Shen.
Oh, a week?
And what's her story this time? Oh, no, wait, let me guess. A travel journalist?
Yes.
Harriet,
my God, how pathetic.
So she's not?
I'll tell you what she is. She's a tramp. Once she got her claws into my sad excuse of a husband, she's been chasing after him for years.
Oh.
First Hong Kong, then Scotland, and now...
Darling, please. We can talk about this later.
Shut up. And listen to me. I want that woman off the premises, out of here, now.
But I can't just...
Oh, yes, you can. It's your choice, Ray. It's either her or me. You decide.
Shula.
Supper's nearly ready. I was about to give you a call.
Good. Something smells good anyway.
I can put yours to keep warm if you're still busy.
No, I...
You don't mind if I go ahead? I've still got to go out and refill the hay nets.
Look, Shula, I'm sorry if I was a bit blunt with you earlier. Wasn't the best of times.
No, you're probably right. I am being naive.
Shula.
I can see it's too much to expect of you, bringing a homeless person into our house.
Shula. It was quite a big one to spring on me. I wasn't prepared for it. I mean, I knew you'd been very worried about Darryl, but...
I just don't want him to be found frozen under a hedge somewhere.
No, of course.
But that's what's likely to happen. Unless someone cares enough to step in and do something.
Yes, I understand. And I know it's because you care so much that you want to do this. So,
How about this? I'm willing to give it a try. If we make sure from the start...
Alistair...
Wait, let me finish. We all need to go into this with our eyes wide open.
Yes, of course.
So, you'll have to make it quite clear to Darryl from the start that he can't hang out here for as long as he likes. There has to be a time limit on how long he stays. And if things work out, then fine. But if it gets difficult, if there are any problems at all, then...
Yes, I see.
Then he'll have to leave and find somewhere else. So he'll be very much on probation. Does that sound fair to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And that's not just me laying down the law. I'm trying to be realistic, Shula. After what happened with Ryan, we don't want to get ourselves into something that turns out to be a complete disaster.
No, we certainly don't want that.
So, deal?
Yes. Thanks, Alistair.
Well, that was entertaining. How does wife find out?
Well, I suppose someone here must have tipped her off. I mean, we've had our suspicions about Mrs. Shen, but now it all makes sense. The way Ray's been running around after her, all those mysterious absences, the do not disturb signs on her door.
Yes, well, as soon as I saw them together...
Well, of course, with hindsight, I should have realised myself, but...
Linda?
Right, I'll be on my way.
Bye. Yes, bye, Brian.
Linda.
Yes, Ray, what can I do for you?
I am going to my room and I do not want to be disturbed.
Yes, of course, Ray.
No calls, not from anyone, not for any reason at all.
Absolutely not. Oh, and Ray, before you go, those refreshments for the Mariachi band.
What?
Well, Ian's come up with a few ideas, but we need your approval,
Linda,
so...
please, don't bother me with that now.
No?
No. Now, you do whatever you like. I really don't give a damn.
The tomatoes are on the soft side. You may want to mark them down a bit.
OK.
Have a word with Helen. The rest of it's all up to scratch.
Yeah, thanks.
Is everything OK? You look a bit...
Fine, yeah. Well, last night was a bit full on, but...
Jack's?
Busy. I could do with a night off, really.
Well, yeah. Two jobs, even at your tender age. So... OK, if I leave this lot with you?
Yes, thanks, Tony.
No rest for me, eh? Even without the cows. We'll be starting on the spuds next week.
Yeah. And how's Tom doing?
Tom? Oh, well, to be honest, I've not seen that much of him.
Right.
He's doing OK, I think. I mean, me and him don't always see eye to eye over his business methods. But...
Is he still worrying about the supermarket contract? I know they've not been making it easy for him lately, with the ready meals.
Yes, we did have a discussion.
It was really stressing him out.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he tries not to let it show, but, well, you know yourself what it's like dealing with the big players.
Yes.
He did seem a bit more relaxed about it recently, but I don't know. It's a lot of pressure for him.
Yeah, it's a tough market.
But you've got to admire him for taking it on, haven't you?
Linda.
Ah, Ian, good morning.
Linda, tell me, what's going on?
So you've heard the news?
Robbie said that he's gone off somewhere, just disappeared.
That's right, yes. He's done a bunk.
What? You mean for good?
Yes, and guess who's gone with him?
No way, not...
Yes, Susie Shen, our charming guest from the Royal Garden Suite. Both of them have cleared out completely. Their rooms are empty, all their stuff has gone.
They've done a runner.
And no one seems to have seen them go. They must have sneaked off in the middle of the night like a couple of teenage truants.
A midnight flit.
And not the best morning to have to deal with it all. The carpet fitters have finally arrived to fix that worn patch by the gents' loos. Ray should have got them in days ago.
But what, did he not leave a message or anything?
An email.
Yeah, saying what?
He's been called away on urgent business.
Urgent business.
And regretfully will not be able to finish his engagement as temporary manager.
Oh, my. You know, I suppose we should have seen this coming after that big showdown with his missus.
Well, I'm glad you find it also amusing, Ian.
I'm sorry, I'm just so shocked, that's all.
I know, but it does leave us with one or two immediate problems. Like, who's going to stand in as temporary manager?
Okay, well.
I mean, I know it's only till Friday, but all the same.
Well, I'd say the time's come for you to give Caroline a call.
Well, I've already phoned Oliver and left a message on his voicemail, much as I hate to interrupt the last few days of their holiday. And now that I've done that, I think I might give Ray's wife a call.
I picked up a roll of fence wire while I was in town and some insulators.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're over there. Well, I saw you were getting low. So, you need a hand?
Jazz is on his way down.
Ah, okay.
We're about to take this bunch off to Crowther's.
Right. So, any joy from Bellingham's?
Dad, if you're about to tell me again what bad decisions I made...
No, I'm not.
Or if you're looking for another excuse to blame it all on Rob Titchener...
Tom, it was a genuine question. Last time we talked, well... Let's say it wasn't in the best of circumstances. Then Kirsty said this morning that Bellingham's had been messing you around.
Kirsty?
She did mention it, yes. So, how's it all going?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not so good.
So?
Sales haven't picked up since they stopped the promotion. And they're still refusing to make any kind of commitment, so... Yes, maybe it was a mistake to increase production.
I see.
My mistake, though. My business, not Rob's.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you don't know. Sales may soon pick up again.
I wish.
Oh, these things can turn around very quickly. So you just hang in there, eh?
I don't have a lot of choice, do I?
Anyway, I'll let you get on. I wonder, Tom, you've seen much of Kirsty lately?
No, why?
Well, she just seemed a bit down this morning. Don't know why.
Oh.
So I'll maybe see you later then. Bye.
Bye. And thanks, Dad.
Everything all right in here?
Not fine, yeah. It's just so great to think I won't have Ray barging in every 5 minutes with new ideas for tackles.
It is rather peaceful without him and Mrs. Shen.
Oh, did you speak to the missus?
Harriet, oh yes.
Was she surprised?
Not in the least. Apparently it's not the first time he's done this.
You don't say.
Oh, he and Susie Shen have quite a long history. She'd no idea where they'd gone, and she didn't seem to care much either. Soon as he runs out of cash, he'll come crawling back, she said.
Yeah, and what happens then?
Oh, I don't know, Ian. I didn't like to ask. Oh. Oh, that's Oliver. I better go and answer.
Okay, good luck.
Oliver, hello.
Hello, Linda. You left a message.
Yes, thanks for calling back.
Everything all right?
Well, yes and no. Is Caroline with you?
She's out on the piazza.
Right, well, perhaps you'd better sit down.
Huh?
I've got some rather bad news.
Making a run for it?
No, afternoon off. Hooray.
Ah, I'm just on my way back from a pig run. Thought I'd stop in and say hi. So, how's things?
Fine. Okay. Well, you don't want to know.
Try me.
Damien was in Jack's last night. With a new girlfriend.
Ah. Okay.
So I was stuck behind the bar and he was being really snide and nasty to me, you know?
What, like insulting you?
No, more like, oh, look at me, I'm having such a great time with my new sexy girlfriend and you're such a sad loser, Kirsty.
Oh dear, sounds a bit desperate.
I mean, I really don't care. I could have done without it. It's just left me feeling, well, you know...
Okay, well, I know just what you need.
What?
You got half an hour?
Yes, but...
Right, come on then. Come with me. This way.
Apparently, he's done this before, Oliver. He's got form. He definitely won't be returning to Grey Gables.
No. Oh, Linda, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's hardly your fault, Oliver.
I feel responsible. I mean, it was my idea to take him on.
Well...
There's no need to worry about that now.
I just don't understand. I mean, how can you do such a thing? It's so childish and reckless and irresponsible.
Oh, I quite agree.
And to think I trusted him to look after the business.
Well, you weren't to know. He had us all fooled. The trouble is, now he's gone, he's left us short-handed, without a proper manager.
Yes, indeed.
Of course, I know you and Caroline will be back on Friday, but, well, what happens till then?
Well, this may be too much to ask, but would you be willing to step up and take his place?
You mean as manager?
Acting manager. Look after the place until we get back.
Well...
It'd be wonderful if you could. Be a great weight off my mind.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'd be delighted.
Oh, thanks so much. Oh, and Linda, might be best not to bother Caroline with all this.
Oh, yes, I quite understand.
Not while we're still on holiday. You know how she worries.
I think that's very sensible, Oliver. If I do speak to her, I'll keep it to myself, I promise.
Thanks. Any more problems, call me, not her.
Yes, I will.
Then I'll find the right moment and break it to her gently.
There. Will that do you?
Tom! Wow!
No donuts, so it had to be cheesecake.
Oh, amazing!
And I made sure both bits were exactly the same size, so no cake envy, please.
No, it's just...
What?
A whole slice.
Well, if you can't finish it, I'll finish it for you.
Hey, no, wait, I didn't say that. Just let me look at it first.
Never seen a slice of cheesecake before.
No, well, it's just when you've been going out with a vegan.
Oh, you mean...
Damien, yeah, real hardcore.
Right. No sticky cream puddings then?
No, and he used to make me feel so guilty about it.
Okay, well, I won't tell.
Doesn't matter now, does it? But anyway, that's why I've put on all this weight.
No. You look as slim as ever to me. You're looking great.
Thanks.
And from what you said, it sounds like Damien must have bribed this girl so we could flaunt her and make you feel bad for dumping him.
You think?
Yeah, it seems pretty obvious to me.
No, Damien, it could be possible.
He's just sad and pathetic. It's him who's the loser, not you.
Thanks. That's made me feel a lot better already.
Good. So, I've got to be back with the pig soon. Are you going to look at that cake all afternoon, or are you going to eat it?
So, congratulations.
Thank you, Ian.
Though it's the obvious choice. I mean, you'd never find anybody better.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I shall do my best to live up to my new responsibilities.
I'm sure you will.
Yes. And as my first act, as temporary manager, I'd like to scrap Ray's ghastly Mexican evening.
Well, Linda...
Yes, all right. It may be wishful thinking, I know.
I mean, it's a bit late in the day, and we've taken all those bookings.
Well, if I can't scrap it, then at least I can try and raise the tone a little.
Well, do you think it's worth the effort?
Yes, of course I do. We have our reputation to defend. All the more so since Ray saw fit to give a free ticket to a reporter from the Echo.
Thanks for the warning.
You can have a completely free hand with the menu, of course.
Thanks.
And I'd cancel the mariachi band if they went all over the publicity.
Well, that could be a problem.
I just have to try and keep them in the background. I let them play a few traditional songs before and after the meal.
Okay.
And the piñata is definitely going. And those ridiculous costumes for the staff.
But aren't those already paid for?
Oh, never mind about that. I'll try and get a refund. And as for the best moustache competition, well... There'll be no more crude cultural stereotypes while I'm in charge.
Is it too late for all of this? Some of the guests might be expecting it.
Well, Ian, those are just the kind of guests we don't want at Grey Gables.
No, maybe not.
Oliver has trusted me with the responsibility of being manager, and I want to show him and Caroline that they have made the right decision.
OK, then.
So it's not too late. In spite of all Ray's vulgar plans, we will make this a night we can all be proud of.
Darryl?
Yes, I just wondered if you'd seen him around anywhere.
Go on. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry to hold you up.
No, I'm sorry, Shooter. I can't say I have. Not recently.
Oh, nor has anyone else, apparently.
So he's still sleeping rough, is he?
As far as I know.
Why are you looking for him?
I'm just worried for him.
Go on. Good, go on.
That he's not eating properly or keeping warm.
Right. When did you last see him?
Well, not since Monday in Borchester.
Oh. Okay, well, if I do see him...
Oh, thanks, David.
Oh, thanks for my birthday, Pressy, by the way.
Oh, I would have dropped it off myself, but Mum said she was popping round.
Nah, don't worry, I was up ploughing most of the day.
Really?
Yeah, we're still doing a couple of fields the good old-fashioned way. Takes a bit longer.
Oh, but... so no birthday tea, then?
Oh, we're going out tonight instead, me and Ruth, to Grey Gables.
Oh, the Mexican night.
Yeah, it was the boys' idea. And they want us to go the whole hog with fancy dress. Oh. Ben's even bought a stick-on moustache for it.
Oh, how's he getting on at big school?
Okay, you know, I think. Bit of a shock going back to being one of the youngest again.
Mm.
But he's enjoying some of the new subjects. He's been trying to teach me some Spanish for tonight. And now Josh's birthday is out of the way. He seems to be knuckling down to his GCSEs.
Ah, big year for him.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope he doesn't get too distracted. All these girls chasing after him.
Oh, just like his dad at the same age.
Get off.
And Pip?
Yeah, yeah. Still doing fine, as far as we know.
Oh, good.
She even remembered my birthday.
Mm.
Yeah, sent me a nice card and a CD.
Oh, well done her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get out of your way.
Okay. Oh, Shula, hang on. Eddie said something about Daryl when he came in yesterday.
Oh?
No, he'd seen him somewhere. In a bus shelter on the Hollerton Road. So, who knows? Might be worth a try.
The Three Amigos, remember?
Oh, is it a film or what?
Yeah, it's about these three guys
No, I never saw that one.
Yeah. Well, that's who we're going to be tonight. Costumes and all.
Oh,
yeah. Right, that's it. Get stuck in. Only 3 months till Christmas.
Yeah, but if Clary don't come, there'll only be two of us.
Yeah, so the two amigos. Oh, we'll look great, Dad. I got us those big hats and ponchos and a couple of moustaches to stick on.
Oh, with that, is he?
Oh, yeah. So we can win us the competition. Free bottle of wine.
Oh, my birthday bash at Grey Gables, eh? You're doing me well, Eddie.
Well, not every day you're 92, is it?
Ah, well, that's true.
Yeah. Party tea last night and Grey Gables tonight, very posh.
Oh,
And usually very expensive. Neil reckoned he'd looked into booking a room there for Susan's party.
Well, what party is that then?
Oh, for her 50th. But they couldn't fit him in. Still, I reckon we'll have some laughs there tonight, eh? A proper Mexican mariachi band. I mean, well, it's a shame about Clara.
Well, her throat's still bad this morning.
Oh, yeah, she reckons Mexican food will just make it worse.
Well, I don't want her to sit at home on her own.
No, she's going round to our Williams. Nick's invited her.
And she ought not to be watering down the pub still, you know.
Oh, Nick?
Well, it's not in her condition. You ask me, she's about to pop any day now.
No, still got a week or two to go.
You don't want to go dropping it behind the bar.
Dad, Nick's fine. Right, that's this lot done any road. Fancy a jar or two in the shed?
No. Not as we're going out tonight.
Daryl?
Hmm?
Daryl?
Huh? What?
Hello. I'm sorry if I woke you.
Oh, No.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just shut my eyes. I maybe nodded off.
Yes. Mind if I sit down?
Sit? Yeah, if you like.
Oh, it's a bit wet out there.
Yeah. Not many buses this time of night. Is that what you were thinking?
Not many buses, full stop. Were you planning to make a night of it?
I hadn't really thought.
Eddie saw you here the other night.
Yeah? Maybe I was. not last night, though. It wouldn't have been then. I was somewhere else.
Yes. Anyway, look, I brought you some hot soup and some homemade bread.
Soup?
Chicken, if you'd like some.
Oh.
It should help to warm you up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, now you say it. My old stomach was starting to rumble a bit, you know.
Mm.
Oh, that's really good of you. Nice bit of soup might just hit the spot.
So if you can just move up a bit, I'll pour you some out.
David, hello, welcome.
Hi, Linda.
And happy birthday for yesterday.
Thanks. Yeah, well done.
Same day as Joe Grundy's.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw he and Eddie were here.
Have you and Ruth found yourselves a table?
Yes, thanks. Yes, we're well settled in.
Good.
I was just heading off to grab us some drinks.
Well, if you can hold on a minute, you'll be getting 2 free margaritas. Ooh. As soon as I've seen to Joe and Eddie's.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
Everyone in fancy dress gets one.
Oh, thanks. Although, we haven't gone to town as much as some of your other guests.
No, well, the fancy dress is very much a matter of individual interpretation. Oh, dear.
Well, this is all
very... Yes, the band are rather enthusiastic, but I have been assured they won't be playing all through the meal.
Oh, no, they're great. There's quite a good crowd here, too. Quite a few, more senior citizens.
Yes, yes, Ray booked a coach load in.
Well, they seem to be entering into the spirit of the occasion.
Yeah, they're quite a lively bunch.
Yes. A bit of a first for Grey Gables, I think.
Well, we thought we'd try something a bit different.
Yeah.
And Ian's coming up with a very interesting and original menu.
Uh-huh.
You should try his grilled halibut with lime and avocado salsa.
Right.
Or the green chili shrimp enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
Great, ain't it? The real Mexico, just like we was in Acapulco.
Oh, wow.
Hanging out in a canteen at fiesta time with all the lovely señoritas.
Like, oh, what's his name? He's Speedy Gonzales.
I tell you what else, Dad. You're going to walk away with that prize for best moustache.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no contest.
Well, it keeps trickling, it makes me want to sneeze.
It's the best one here. Better than mine. You just hang on to it.
Now then, here we are.
What's that?
Margaritas, compliments of the house.
What, free drink?
Yes, Eddie, one each.
Ooh, blimey,
margaritas?
It's all very much. Hey, Linda, what time's the best moustache contest?
I'm afraid that's been cancelled.
What?
Hey, miss.
Cancelled? Why is that?
This glass ain't clean.
What?
It's got stuff all around the top.
Yes, Joe, that salt is meant to be there.
Salt?
Yes, Dad, it's traditional.
I don't want salt in my drink.
What? Salt?
I'll have it. No, don't worry. If it's free, I ain't going to waste it. Make the next one a point, eh?
You went somewhere else last night. Where did you go?
Oh, here and there. in town, by the shopping centre. Then I had to move on, you know.
Did you get any sleep at all?
Bits and pieces. Well, I can sleep all day, can't I? I've got nothing else to do.
Yes, I see.
It's a good bit of soup, this. Going down a treat.
Look, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. But if you go on like this, you're going to make yourself ill.
Me? Nah, I'm indestructible, that's me. Never had a day off work in my life.
Daryl, listen. I'm going to make a suggestion. You can take it or leave it as you please, but hear me out. With Daniel away, we've got plenty of spare room at the stables. So why don't you come and stay with us for a few days?
You what?
You'd be more than welcome. At least you'd have a roof over your head, a warm bed and some proper meals.
What? Me stay at your
yes.
place?
Yes. There'd be no obligations. You could come and go as you please.
No, look, you don't have to go to all that trouble.
Daryl, it's no trouble at all.
There's no need. I mean, look at me. You can see I'm doing fine.
Daryl... Think about it. You can't go on like this.
No, look, thanks for the offer, but you don't have to worry about me, Shula. There's no need to put yourself out. I'm happy the way I am.
OK, love, back in a sec.
Buenos dias, amigos. Hasta la vista.
Yeah, and you too, Eddie.
Yes, Caroline, everything's fine.
Riba, riba.
Music. Oh, yes, that's the TV in the residence lounge. I'll ask them to turn
it. So where's your moustache then, Damon?
Oh, I had to abandon it. I didn't feel I could do Ian's cooking justice otherwise.
Yeah, well, Dad's having problems too.
See you Friday. Bye, Caroline. Oh, dear.
You doing okay, Linda?
What? Oh, yes. How's your meal?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Now, I did tell the band not to play while people were eating.
Oh.
And certainly not to go round the tables like that.
Yeah, that's what mariachi bands do, ain't it?
Eddie, should Joe be mixing beer and tequila at his age?
Where is Joe?
Oh, I think he went to the toilet.
Oh, is he all right?
Well, I'm off there now. I'll check he's okay.
Yeah, thanks, David. Hey, Linda, if we can't have a moustache competition, you know what we need now? A piñata.
Are you okay there, Joe? Linda's been worrying about you.
Me?
Well, she thought you'd been a long time in there.
Oh, yeah. My moustache fell off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it took me a while to dry it out and get it back on again. Does that look straight to you?
Yeah, yeah, it looks fine. It's very handsome.
Hey, I'm getting used to it. I might grow a real one.
Well, it's never too late, eh, Joe?
Did you? You ain't no whippersnapper yourself, David, are you?
Oh, that's true. Another year older.
Yeah, tell you what. Why don't you and me have another birthday drink, eh? Yes, as long as you don't have no salt in it.
Ooh,
eh?
Steady, Joe, watch the steps.
I like salt on me dinner, not in me...
Joe!
Oh!
Joe! Oh, my... Linda! Linda!
What is it? What's happened?
It's Joe. He took a header on the steps, on the carpet.
Oh, Joe.
He tripped.
Oh, yes. Is he still conscious?
Stunned. I think he might have bumped his head.
Dad?
All right. You stay with him. I'll call an ambulance.
Yeah, quick as you can.
Dad? Oh, my... Are you okay?
It's me, Armit.
I tried to grab him, but it was too late. I think he put his arm out to break the fall.
Dad? Are you all right? Dad?
So, here we are again.
Ooh. Is it just me? Or is it suddenly autumn?
Yes. Sneaked up on us while we were away.
At least it's not raining.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it'll be nice to see the garden.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this time of day, the traffic won't be so bad.
Mm. Definitely a chill in the air. No more balmy evenings and al fresco dinners.
Still, we've all those cosy fireside suppers to look forward to.
Yes. I'm not complaining. I feel a completely different woman to when we set off.
Good. So, mission accomplished.
No, really. It's been a wonderful holiday. Thanks.
We must do it again soon, eh?
Ooh, yes, please.
Right. Let's hit the road, shall we?
I might just give Ray a quick call.
Ray?
Now we're back. Just to see how things are and exactly when he's planning to leave. Oliver?
Darling, I didn't want to bother you at the time, but, there's been a slight change of plan.
Now, there, Joe. Does that feel more comfy?
Oh, I don't know. It took long enough for him to find a wheelchair, didn't it?
Do you want a pillow behind you?
No, I don't want no pillow.
Well, all right. Let me tuck this cardi round your shoulders, Joe.
Careful, Clary.
All right.
Never got a wink of sleep with this blooming cast on.
Well, they only kept you in to be on the safe side. You'll be back in your own bed tonight.
And you know what they said? It's still quite swollen, and it'll take a little while to settle.
Yeah.
And you're still getting used to the plaster.
I can't do nothing with it, Clary. I can't even lift it up.
Oh, come on now. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, you'll feel a whole lot better when you're back at home, eh?
Home?
In your own chair with a nice sock cupper.
How am I going to manage it?
Oh, you'll be fine, you see. Didn't take my wrist long to heal, did it?
Well, look at me. I got bruises all over. I'm that stiff, I can't hardly get up and... I can't hardly move.
Hey, come on, Dad.
You mustn't worry, Joe. We'll be there to help you.
Yeah.
And Eddie's right. The sooner we get you home, the better. Now, You be okay there for a minute or two?
I'll go over a
cannon. So, me and Clary will just go.
We'll find the nurse and we'll tell her you're ready to go. It won't be long.
There. See what I mean? Not just his wrist, all them bruises.
I know, he looks awful.
Worse than he did last night. I've never seen him like this before. No fight left. Like all the stuffing's gone out of him.
I know he's bad, but... Well, perhaps we should be thankful it weren't even worse.
Worse?
Someone his age has a fault.
It's bad enough, Clary. And he's right. He can't do nothing for himself.
At least it's his left arm, not his right.
Yeah, but with one good hand, he's still going to need help with everything. Oh, how are we going to manage? How long's he going to be like this, eh?
We'll just have to do our best to look after him, help him get better.
Weeks? Months?
Oh, as long as it takes. He'll be in plaster for a few weeks. Then he'll have to have some physio.
And you know what? This should have never happened in the first place.
It were an accident, Eddie.
Oh, no, I told you. That was no accident.
Eddie.
As soon as we get him home, I'm going to pay a visit to Grey Gables.
Waking up in the night. I mean, how did I let this happen? Was there more I could have done to stop it?
Linda.
The replacement carpet looked fine when the fitters left, but perhaps I should have double-checked it again later. I should have seen it had worked loose.
But how? I mean, you're not a professional carpet fitter. It's not your fault if they made a mess of it.
Well, no, but...
You've reported the accident, told the insurers, roped off the steps, taken photos.
Yes, I'm just uploading them now.
Yes, so... What more could you have done?
But it's all too late, Ian. The accident happened while I was in charge, and to Joe, of all people.
Yeah, okay. Well, but don't forget. I mean, he had had more than the odd glass or two before it happened.
Well, yes, perhaps.
So if he had been stone cold sober, it might have been a whole different story.
I went round to keep his cottage first thing this morning to see how he was, but there was no answer.
Well, they were probably at the hospital.
Yes, but I'm so worried about him, Ian. He's an old man. Who knows what this will do to him?
I know.
And Caroline must be on her way home now. She'll be back into work tomorrow. How am I going to face her?
Hello? Oh. Linda?
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
It's okay. Relax.
Eddie, hello.
You supposed to be in charge around here?
Yes, I am.
Right.
How is Joe this morning?
How do you think he is? After what happened last night? He's in a terrible state.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, poor Joe.
Yeah, and you know who's to blame for this, don't you?
There you are. Grey Gables is still all in one piece.
Mm. I still wish you told me about Ray.
Would it have made any difference? There's nothing you could have done at the time.
No, perhaps not.
Oh, come on. Let's go home and unpack. Then you can give Linda a call, see how she's doing.
Oh, no. Now we're here, I might as well go in and see for myself.
You can't talk your way out of this one. If it weren't for that loose bit of carpet, this would never have happened.
All right. Let's keep it calm here, shall
Dad
we?
Dad wouldn't be lying there now, hardly able to move. Those steps were a death trap.
Eddie, we're all terribly upset and sorry for Joe.
I should blooming well hope so too.
Such
seeing as it's you who's responsible.
Whoa, hold on.
Dad tripped and fell on your bit of loose carpet. Now, what is it you don't understand about that?
Well, no, let's be fair. He'd had the odd drink or two before he had...
What? You're saying he was drunk?
No, but I mean,
that's
it wouldn't help matters.
You go blaming an old man for celebrating his birthday.
Now, Eddie, no.
I'm telling you, it weren't his fault.
Hello? Linda?
It's you who's responsible. That makes you liable. And I'm going to sue this place for every penny you've got.
Eddie.
I mean it. Every blooming penny.
You? Linda? Eddie? What's going on?
There you are, back in your own chair.
Oh, you know, bed might be better.
Hey, do you want me to put the telly on?
Oh, no, don't be nothing on.
How about a DVD, then?
No, one hand, I can't even work the doodah.
Yeah, well, if you want me to do it
no,
for you...
No, Clary, you've got enough on your plate. I'd have been better off staying in the hospital.
Oh, now... Don't you be silly.
I'd have nurses to look after me.
We're then. Your family, Joe. We'll look after you.
Oh, my Clary, love, I can't do nothing for myself. I can't even go to the toilet.
Don't you worry about that. We'll manage. You just sit there and rest. You get as comfy as you can. I'll go and make us a nice cup of tea. Talk about back down to earth. Eddie Grundy threatening to sue.
Caroline.
Still, I suppose I should have known better. It was all too good to be true.
Look, I do realise it's not the best homecoming for
you, but... think about it. Only last night, when we were out in the piazza sipping our aperitif, poor Joe Grundy was being ferried off in an ambulance.
It's an upsetting thought, I know, but...
if that wasn't bad enough, now we're faced with a big claim on our insurance. Never mind the damage to our reputation.
It's all very bad luck.
Bad luck? It's a disaster. And Oliver, why didn't you tell me about Ray? How could you keep it to yourself?
Because...
I knew it was a mistake right from the start. We should never have taken him on. It's only because you talked me into it.
Oh, come on. That's hardly fair.
Oh, isn't it? You ask him and Harriet round for dinner, and the next thing I know...
It's all right, all right. It was my idea, and yes, it was clearly a big mistake.
And now we find out he was a complete charlatan who couldn't be trusted to run a bring-and-buy sale.
But even if I had told you, would it have made any difference? Would it have stopped Joe from having his fall?
That is not the point, Oliver. I'm not a child. You don't have to hide things from me.
Well, perhaps I was being a little overprotective.
Oh.
But I didn't want it to spoil the last few days of our wonderful holiday.
Holiday? Ha! What holiday?
Linda?
Oh, Ian, come on in.
There you go, I just brought you this. Keep you going.
Oh, you are kind. I'm so sorry.
Hey. Oh, come on. Oh, come here, Linda.
I still feel so awful, Ian.
No, look, I know, but...
I keep going back to last night. Poor old Joe lying there.
Come on, Linda. You can't go on blaming yourself. Come on, look how wonderful you were dealing with things last night. You know, getting the ambulance... You know, keeping Joe and Eddie calm, you reassuring the other guests, you were amazing.
Well, that's what Robert said when I got home, but I should have noticed that the carpet had come loose.
Oh, come on. You already had quite a lot on your plate, if you remember. I mean, it was Ray who should have been sorting the carpet.
But Caroline...
Oh, look, Caroline will understand. She'll see how fantastic you were dealing with a crisis.
Oh, Caroline, she was so upset. It was such a horrible thing for her to come home to.
Look, it's just bad timing, Linda, that's
no,
all.
No. She and Oliver had trusted me to look after the business. I let them down. They'll never trust me with anything ever again.
Clary?
He's in the living room. He's took some more of his pills.
Oh.
So? What happened to Grey Gables? What'd you say to them?
I just gave it to Linda Strait. And then to Caroline.
Caroline?
Yeah, she got back while I was up there.
Oh, from her holiday. Oh, dear.
Well, it's good she did. So she was there to hear it.
Hear what?
I told them loud and clear, we'll be talking to our lawyers.
Oh, Eddie.
So we'll have to get one, won't we?
Look, I know you're upset,
too,
love.
Right.
I know he's bad now.
Hey, Clary.
With lots of rest and some TLC, he will
make. Clary, he's 92. You heard what the doctor said? Things don't mend so easy when you're that age.
Well, it's going to take a while. But Joe's a tough old bird.
He may be tougher than some, but...
Yes. I think it's the shock as much as anything has knocked him back. But he'll get over it, you'll see.
Will he, though? He's not the man he was. After what's happened, well, he might never be the same again.